Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, if you were wondering if I was going to speak about the Holy Rosary on this first Sunday in October, you guessed correctly. I will speak about the Rosary. But I read this quote from the Gospel to illustrate a point that in order to fulfill this great command of loving God above all things, and then loving our neighbor as ourselves, we will need to have a great deal of prayer in our lives. And with prayer, we will then do great good for ourselves, and we will do great good for others, and we will be growing, therefore, in the love of God. We will learn better and better how to put him above all things, ahead of everyone else, to put him truly in the first place. But without a lot of prayer in our daily lives, I don't think it will happen. So the Rosary is one of the greatest prayers, and it is heaven sent. It's not something that someone on earth devised. It comes straight from heaven. It was given by Our Lady, or from Our Lady to Saint Dominic, to help him combat the Albigensian heresy. And there was so little headway being made. But once Saint Dominic was able to get rosaries into the hands of the heretics and get them to pray it, then their spiritual blindness went away. The grace of God flooded into their souls. They converted to the Catholic faith. And this type of miracle has happened over and over and over again when people have prayed the Rosary. So the Rosary is heaven sent. It's made up of heavenly prayers, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. These are from heaven. So how can we go wrong? We obviously cannot go wrong praying the Rosary. So we need to understand the power and the necessity of prayer in the first place. And our struggle is to realize that prayer is more powerful than we think it is. And we often don't see the results of our prayer. And maybe that's why that struggle is there. How can I bring about peace in the world through something I do? And yet we were told that exact thing by Our Lady at Fatima, who appeared during World War I and said, bring about peace by praying the Rosary daily. Are you fulfilling that request of your Heavenly Mother? And again, as I said, we have to be convinced of the power of prayer, that it does more good than we realize. As St. Alphonsus Liguori says, many graces that we need for salvation will be given to us only after we ask for them. God gives some graces, but we need more than that. And we obtain that through prayer. And we obtain great blessings for others as well. So when you pray your rosary, you can literally think of yourself as somebody who is building world peace. Yes. Little you and little me, when we pray the Rosary, we are bringing down graces that help bring about peace in a world so torn by war, hatred, and sin. Prayer brings about greater love of God and love of neighbor, as we said. And what's so wonderful about the rosary, it combines prayer. It is not only vocal prayer, it's not only formal prayer, but remember, the more people that are with you, the more powerful that rosary is. It's the multiplier effect. If you pray your rosary by yourself, that's very good. But what's even better than that is to pray it with others. Again, the more people praying, the more graces are being brought down. I remind you again, I've told you often about what St. John Marie Vianney said, that when you pray alone, it's like lighting a straw on fire. But it quickly goes out, doesn't it? So he says, when you put a pile of straws together and light them on fire, how much more warmth and light is produced? I'm sure this is one of the reasons why the church commands us, under pain of sin, to assist at Mass every Sunday. So at least once a week, we are gathering as a parish to worship God at the greatest prayer of all, which is the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And make no mistake, you are praying the Mass. You are participating in the greatest prayer of all. However, we've been given these other wonderful prayers to pray, among them the Holy Rosary. So the Rosary is vocal prayer, it's formal prayer, but it's also mental prayer, inasmuch as we meditate on eternal truths. We meditate on facts that happened in the life of Christ and in the life of our Blessed Mother. So there's that meditative aspect. And even the repetition of the Hail Mary, in and of itself, that is so powerful. It may not seem like a very apt analogy, but Our Lady said this to St. Dominic, that it's like a battering ram. You know, in the olden days, many centuries ago, when they had to try to knock down castle gates with battering rams, you had to keep, applying that force over and over again. So this is an analogy that comes from Our Lady. And we should understand it in the sense that the repetitious part is very important. It helps reinforce those eternal truths in our minds. We beg God repeatedly. It's true that our Lord condemned the vain repetition of prayers, and unfortunately Protestants will condemn the rosary for that reason. Our Lord condemning vain repetition. But our Lord was just saying, don't just simply pray prayers for the mere quantity of them. You can rattle off a whole bunch of prayers very poorly. The quality is more important than the quantity, and our Lord did not forbid quantity, as long as we're not forgetting about quality. So how powerful is the rosary? Just very briefly, in the last century, remember how Austria was to have fallen to communism, but a priest organized rosary processions and rallies among the Austrian people. It was estimated that it was about 10% of them, most of them in Austria are Catholic. But only 10% were involved, but that was enough to send the communists packing. And also, more recently than that, in Brazil, it was to have fallen to communism in the 1960s. Especially the women of Brazil organized prayer rallies and rosaries. And because of that, the communists could not gain a foothold. So that's how powerful the rosary is. And many other stories could be given. So I'm hoping to just reemphasize the power of prayer, the power of the rosary, the necessity of the rosary. And then don't forget Father Patrick Peyton's Rosary Crusade. In the 40s, 50s, and even into the 60s and 70s, he traveled throughout our country and the world, and he kept preaching the rosary. He kept preaching the family that prays together stays together. How can you miss out on this opportunity of not praying the rosary as a family? So much good needs to be done and will be done through the Holy Rosary. You'll benefit yourself, you will benefit your family, you will benefit the world, you'll benefit everybody by praying the rosary. I want to share with you a little poem here on prayer. And the one that told me about it was a longtime supporter of us, a very faithful attender of the Fatima Conference every year, Mrs. Addie Hess. And she passed away in the year 2000. But every year she made sure she was here for the Fatima Conference. And I remember her having to battle arthritis, lots of arthritis in her knees. But she would still do odd jobs for other people, cleaning jobs, and get down on her knees and scrub floors. And she said, once I'm down there, I can do it. The getting up part was the hard part. But she was the kind that would pray on her arthritic knees, the rosary. And she shared with me this poem. I think I may have missed the first line of this, but I'll read the, you get at least the gist of the poem. I didn't go by ship or plane, I traveled on my knees. I saw so many people there in bondage to their sin, and Jesus told me I should go, that there were souls to win. But I said, Jesus, I can't go to lands across the seas. He answered quickly, yes, you can, by traveling on your knees. He said, you pray, I'll meet the need. You call and I will hear. It's up to you to be concerned for lost souls far and near. And so I did. I knelt in prayer, gave up some hours of ease, and with the Savior by my side, I traveled on my knees. As I prayed on, I saw souls saved and twisted persons healed. I saw God's workers' strength renewed while laboring in the field. I said, yes, Lord, I'll take the job. Your heart I want to please. I'll heed your call and swiftly go by traveling on my knees. Don't underestimate the power of your prayer, the power of your loving sacrifice that you include with your daily rosary. And you will do more good than you can realize. The rosary is that wonderful. It's that important. It's that necessary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.